This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam, rasulullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Rizazi, welcoming you all to the Stories of the Prophets, and we are with episode number 60. Today, inshallah ta'ala, we'll try to complete Zakariya and Yahya alayhim as-salam. Right? Zakariya and Yahya paving the road for Isa alayhi salam. So we're almost done with the stories of the prophets. Today, inshallah, we are with episode number 60. Yani 60 lectures, 60 sessions, all talking about the prophets. And alhamdulillah, all these sessions are recorded on Instagram, on Facebook, and also on YouTube. But mostly on YouTube, because apparently Facebook now, they came up with this new rule that anything recorded, like videos and whatnot, would only remain for like 30 days. And after 30 days, they would be kind of like automatically, you know, erased. But anyways, alhamdulillah, we have these sessions recorded on YouTube, on my Instagram page as well, on Facebook. So you can always refer back to them if you're to miss any of them, inshallah. All right, yesterday we started talking about after the death of Al-Uzayr, and then again, Banu Israel, they started deviating again until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them another prophet by the name of Zakariya. Zakariya, he was a carpenter. Zakariya, who was a prophet who was sent to Bani Israel. And this man, Zakariya, had a very interesting story. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions him in the Quran 7 times. Zakariya, as I mentioned yesterday, after reaching an elderly age, and his wife was barren, and he made that dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless him with a good offspring. So, and we talked about the lesson there, right? That you could never, and you should never, and one should never despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, Zakariya is the one who also going to adopt Mary, Maryam alayhi salam, and we'll talk about that story inshallah ta'ala as well. So Zakariya, he made that dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he, you know, felt that he was getting old and he wished for a son. He desired a son. He desired a child, right? He desired a child, although his wife was barren and was old, and he was old as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Maryam, وزكريا إذ نادى ربه نداء خفيا قال رب إني وهن العظم مني واشتعل الرأس شيبا ولم أكن بدعائك رب شقيا وإني خفت الموالي من ورائي وكانت امرأتي عاقرا فهب لي من لدنك وليا يرثني ويرث من آل يعقوب واجعله ربي رضيا. So he kept on praying, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh my Lord, grant me a good offspring, grant me a child, grant me a pious, righteous son. My bone have weakened. The way he made this dua in a very nice way. First, he addressed his need by virtue of talking about how he was getting old, his bones getting weak, his head was filled with gray hair. So as in, Allah Azza wa Jal knows about this. So this is, again, when you're making dua to Allah Azza wa Jal, it is okay to talk about, you know, your needs, but also to talk to Allah Azza wa Jal and to complain about your feelings as well. Who are you going to complain to if you don't complain to Allah Azza wa Jal? Talk to him, vent, you know, to Allah Azza wa Jal. Pour out your heart. Pull out your chest and talk to Allah Azza wa Jal. People are not there to listen to you, unfortunately.
Yeah, they are sometimes, they, you know, but they can only listen to a certain, you know, point. But at some point, who can really listen and who can really grant what your, you know, your wishes and make them come true? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's okay to vent out and to pour out your heart and to talk about your feelings. Allah knows, but Allah loves it. Allahu Akbar. Allah loves that you talk about your feelings. Ya Rabbi, I am sick. Ya Rabbi, I'm tired. Ya Rabbi, I have this disease. Ya Rabbi, I've got this. Ya Rabbi, I've got that. And he knows, subhanAllah, but keep on telling, and I cannot do this, and I cannot do that. I find difficulty doing this, oh Allah. I find difficulty doing that. My kids are doing this. My husband, my wife, my this, my parents, my boss, my... Yeah, talk. Allah knows, but yet, talk to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a way to not only vent out. You want to distress yourself. You want to get that anxiety out. Talk to Allah Azza wa Jalla in your salah. And that's what Zakariya was doing. Rabbi inni wahna al-azmu minni. Oh my Lord, my bones have weakened. Allah knows. But he's talking to Allah Azza wa Jalla. He's telling him, he's complaining. My bones have weakened and my hair has turned gray. Yani he's become old. وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيَّ. He never despaired from the mercy of Allah, making dua to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling upon him and invoking him. He never despaired. And yet he said, وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي وَكَانَتِ مَرَأَةِ عَاقِرًا. Also he complains the fact that his wife was barren. Doesn't Allah know? Of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Yet he's telling him, he's talking to Allah Azza wa Jal, and my wife is barren. Yet, O Allah, fahabli, bestow upon me a good offspring to inherit, you know, the prophecy from me. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls him or, you know, inspires him when he was in his salah. وَهُوَ قَائِمُ يُصَلِّ فِي الْمِحْرَابِ. You see, he was praying in the mihrab, in his house of worship. He was praying. He's praying to Allah, evoking him, and then he hears, ya Zakariya, oh Zakariya, oh Zakariya. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is revealing to him, ya Zakariya. Inna Allah yubashiruka bi. So this must be Jibreel alayhi salam. Ya Zakariya, Zakariya. So Allah Azza wa Jalla sent Jibreel with a message. What is the message? Ya Zakariya, inna Allah yubashiruka bi Yahya. Allah Azza wa Jalla gives you glad tidings with Yahya. You wanted the son, Allah will be with the son. And in another verse in Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with regard to Zakariya, وَزَكَرِيَّا إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْضًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ. Oh my Lord, don't leave me childless, and you are the supreme inheritors. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted his wish and granted, you know, his dua and his invocation, and he blessed him with Yahya. In this other verse in Surah Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نُبَشِّرُكَ بِغُلَامٍ لَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ سَمِيَّةٍ. لَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ سَمِيَّةٍ. No one has been given the name of Yahya. Not only Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed him with a pious, righteous son, but also this son, my brothers and sisters, nobody has ever, you know, gotten or, you know, have been named after Yahya alayhi salam. يعني Yahya was the very first person who has been given that name. Nobody was being given that name before Yahya alayhi salam. So Zakariya alayhi salam, he became so happy that Allah Azza wa Jal has granted his wish of having a son. He became so happy. And then he wanted a sign. He wanted a sign. قَالَ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ لِي آيَةً. In Surah Maryam, verse number 10. قَالَ رَبِّ اجْعَلْنِي آيَةً. Oh my Lord, I need a sign. Give me a sign. قَالَ آيَتُكَ أَلَّا تُكَلِّمَ النَّاسَ ثَلَاثَ لَيَالٍ سَوِيًّا. So your sign, you want a sign. The sign is that you won't be able to talk to people for 3 days. For 3 days except. يعني your tongue, if you want to talk, you won't be able to talk. You only will be able to make dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Tasbih, takbir, you know, other than that, you won't be able to talk. You can only give signs, you know, using signs, but you won't be able to talk. That's this, the for 3 days, he wanted a sign, so Allah Azza wa Jalla gave him a sign. The sign is you won't be able to talk other than making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For how long? For 3 days. when people will be talking to him, he'll be giving them signs, you know, go here, go there, come here, I won't be able to talk. And he making signs as he wanted a sign. And after 3 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you with a son, with a baby. So that's the sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to Zakariya alayhi salam. Allah azza wa jalla bless him with a beautiful boy. Beautiful boy. Very righteous. This boy was known to love the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to like women, not to like being intimate with women. He did not want to get married. He did not want to have, you know, be intimate with women. And also he did not like, when he was a kid, he did not like playing with boys. He was very devout, you know, son, and he used to cry a lot, Yahya. He used to cry a lot off of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla says,
Ya Yahya, خذ الكتاب بقوة وآتيناه الحكم صبيا وبرا بوالديه ولم يكن جبارا عصيا.
Ya Yahya, oh Yahya, hold fast to the scripture. Hold fast to the scripture, يعني the book, يعني the Torah. Hold fast to the scripture, the Torah. خذ الكتاب بقوة وآتيناه الحكمة, and we gave him wisdom while he was a child. Imagine, يحيى, Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed him with hikmah, with wisdom, when he was a child, عليه السلام. Like I said, even with kids, he did not like to play. He was a very profound thinker and devout worshipper, عليه السلام. وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَيْهِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verse number 14, he was very obedient to his parents. Yahya, he was very obedient to his parents, you know, Zakariya and his mom. So Zakariya, he was doing what he was doing, calling people to the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, calling Bani Israel, until that day when Bani Israel again decided to kill him, as they have killed many other prophets before him. So they wanted to kill Zakariya, right? They wanted to kill Zakariya. Zakariya ran away from them. He ran away. Alayhi salam. He ran away in the, it's been said that he ran away in the forest. As he was running away in the forest, a tree and the Ben Israel were behind him. They wanted to kill him. A tree opened up and called him. Zakariya, Zakariya. He saw a tree calling him. The tree opened up in half. So he went inside to hide in that tree. As he went inside to hide in that tree, subhanAllah, so the tree closed on him. To hide him and to protect him from the killers. And Shaitan was behind him as well. So when the tree closed up, you know, closed up after it opened up and Zakariya went inside, and then the tree, you know, closed up on him, Shaitan pulled from his behind, he pulled his, you know, dress or his whatever he was wearing, and then left a piece of it outside. So he's inside the tree, but Shaitan pulled, you know, like his thobe from behind, and he left a piece of it, you know, hanging. So when the soldiers, when Ben Israel were looking, Shaitan, you know, turned into, you know, appeared in the form of a man, and he called, you know, the Ben Israel, there he is, he's hiding inside the tree, he's hiding inside the tree, and then they saw his cloth coming out from the tree, so they brought a saw, minshar, they brought a saw, you know, like a saw, like a minshar, and they chopped the tree in half. Look what they have done. You know how many prophets they've killed? Allah Azza wa Jal has sent over 124,000 prophets. The majority of these prophets were sent to Bani Israel. They killed so many prophets. Zakariya went hiding. Why would you want to kill him? You don't want to believe in him? Don't believe in him. Why would you want to kill him? So as Zakariya alayhi salam was hiding inside the tree with his cloth, you know, with piece of a cloth out, they came and they brought a saw, and they sawed, they chopped off that tree, and Yahya, Zakariya alayhi salam, was cut into a half. As they were cutting him, Yahya was making, Zakariya was making a sound, like he was in pain, of course. He was in pain. You know, he's been cut in half. He was in pain. So he was making a sound. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Zakaria, oh Zakaria, because of your pain, I'm going to destroy the whole town. So Zakaria kept quiet, alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. Fearing that Allah will destroy the town, he kept quiet, being patient, as he was cut in half. He did not want to, you know, scream of pain, of being cut in half, just so Allah Azza wa Jal does not destroy the town. So he held it. He held that pain inside, alayhi salam, and they killed him as they split or they cut the tree in half. Wal-iyadu billah. So this is how Zakaria alayhi salam, shaqquhu nisfa, you know, was killed. He was chopped off in half, alayhi salam. So Yahya kept doing what the job of what his father was doing. He kept on, you know, calling people towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, talking to Bani Israel, you know, calling them with hikmah, with maw'idah, alayhi salam. The king that was ruling Bani Israel at the time, right, he was not a very God obedient king, and he wanted to marry a woman from his kin. He wanted to marry a woman from his kin, and Yahya alayhi salam forbade him. He told him, no, you cannot marry your sister or your she was a cousin or something, and not from his kin, maybe an aunt, Allahu a'lam. But the hadith, they don't describe, you know, this woman who she was exactly, but she was very related to him in such a way that he could not, you know, have married her. So Yahya alayhi salam told him that he should not, you know, marry that woman. In the religion of Banu Israel, he should not marry that woman. And that woman, she held it against Yahya alayhi salam. She held it so much against Yahya that one day, you know, she put in her zina. She put in her zina, and she put her, you know, beautiful clothes and her makeup and whatnot. And then she went to the king. And the king saw her and he got seduced. As the king got seduced and approached her, she says, I'll give you myself in one condition. I'll give you myself in one condition, is that you bring the head of Yahya to me on a platter. I'll give you myself in a condition that you bring the head of Yahya to me on a platter. So just like it happened to the father, right? Just like it happened to the father. The father, you know, he was cut in half. Now Yahya alayhi salam. Came the turn of the son, Yahya alayhi salam. They came to him as he was praying. They came to him as he was praying, alayhi salam. And then they chopped off his head. They cut off his head. They put it on a tray. And then they took it to the king. And then the king offered that head, the head of Yahya alayhi salam, to that woman, to that, you know, prostitute woman, to that, you know, evil woman. And then it's been said, brothers and sisters, as she saw the head, in one narration, she became happy. فَلَمَّا فَرِحَتْ. And as she became happy, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up the earth and it swallowed her up, in one narration. You know, and she was screaming, Akhrijuni, Akhrijuni, and her mom was watching. Her mom was there watching her, you know, the earth swallowing her daughter slowly and slowly and slowly. And then the mom was screaming, help my daughter, help my daughter. They tried to bring her out, but they couldn't. Before their eyes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them and destroyed this woman. The earth swallowed her up. Wal-iyadu billah. And yes, Yahya, and for yeah, they killed Yahya as well, as they have killed his father, you know, chopped him off in half. They chopped off his head, alayhi salam. This is Banu Israel, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 87. بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أفكلما جاءكم رسول بما لا تهوى أنفسكم استكبرتم ففريقا كذبتم وفريقا تقتلون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, isn't it that whenever a prophet was sent to you, and if whatever they came to you, you know, like a messenger, with what yourself, if yourself did not desire what that prophet was calling for, you either, you know, disbelieved in some prophets or killed others, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly mentions in the Quran. He says, أَفَكُلَّمَا جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ بِمَا لَا تَهُوَ أَنفُسُكُمْ. Is it there? Isn't it that whenever a prophet was come to you, which you yourselves desired not, you know, in the translation says desired not, meaning if a prophet was sent to you that you did not agree with, that you did not like what he was preaching, you know, you either, you know, disbelieved in that prophet or killed others. Yes, they killed so many prophets and they disbelieved in others. Wal-iyadu billah. Brothers and sisters, yes, a lot of prophets got killed. In the time of the Prophet Muhammad, they tried to kill him as well. They killed lots of Sahabis. They actually tortured lots of Sahabis. They tortured Bilal. They tortured Al-Khabbab. They tortured so many women Sahabiyat. They tortured Yasir, and you know, Yasir and his mom, his wife and their Ammar, their son. You know, Islam, this deen, did not come easy. A lot of people, you know, like I said, prophets. There were some prophets who've been killed. The Sahabas been killed tortured or persecuted, just so that Islam or this deen will come to us and will come to you and I, my dear brothers and sisters. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, فَصْبَرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Prophet Muhammad, be patient. فَصْبَرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ. O Muhammad, be patient as other prophets have been patient. There's so many prophets, like Musa has been patient, like Ibrahim has been patient, like Nuh has been patient, like Yusuf has been patient, like Adam has been. Isbir kama sabra ulul azmi min al-rusul. You know, be patient as other prophets have been patient. A Sahabi came to the Prophet Muhammad, Al-Khabbab. Al-Khabbab ibn Arat, a companion, came to the Prophet Muhammad after he's been tortured. And the way he's been tortured is they took off his shirt, and then they dragged his body against very hot charcoal. Hot charcoal, so much so that his skin, the skin, you know, came off. And you could see deep holes in his back, because they were putting his back against that hot charcoal, so much so that his skin came out. So this Sahabi came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day. He says, Ya Rasulullah, don't you see what's happening to us? Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look what they're doing to us. Yani Quraysh. Look what Quraysh is doing to us, Ya Rasulullah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. And then the Prophet got a little upset. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ قَوْمٌ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. He says, you are rushing, you are hastening, you know, you're hastening the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be patient, he told him. Be patient. Like, look, the prophets have been patient. People used to become, and the time of the prophet says, from before us, they used to bring in people and they used to dig a hole and put them inside the hole, and they used to cut them in half. They used to cut them in half, and they would not leave their religion. They would not leave their religion. So the Prophet told this man, be patient, be patient. So this comes the end to Zakaria and his son Yahya alayhi salam. Yes, my brothers and sisters, Zakaria did something interesting as well. You know, Zakaria did something, you know, interesting. In what way? It is Zakaria alayhi salam who will adopt Mary or Miriam alayhi salam. What's going to happen, sisters and brothers, is this woman, we don't even know her name, because khalas, now what happened is Zakaria died, Yahya died. So now, Ben Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will have to send other prophets to them. You know, and years later, again, they deviated, they went astray, lots of things were happening, lots of bloodshed was happening, lots of evil, you know, was happening. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to send another prophet. But before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a prophet this time, Allah paved the road for another prophet to come. Allah paved the road for another prophet to come. A woman looked around, seeing how, you know, the land was filled with injustice. And then she wished for a son. She wished for a son to come and change, you know, and make a change. She wanted a change, basically. You know, the Romans used to live at the time. They were also causing lots of bloodshed. So she wanted a change. And she thought that the change can only happen by means of a boy or a man. So, and she was an old woman. She was marrying a man by the name of Imran, a family that used to live with Ben Israel, a righteous family, pious family. You know, this woman and her husband. Her husband was old, Imran. And they just, you know, this woman, she wished for a baby as well, just like Zakariya alayhi salam. This woman wished for a baby. So she made an oath. She said, Ya Rabbi, if I were to become pregnant, I would dedicate that which is in my womb to serve you and to serve the Muslims in Bayt al-Maqdis and to serve the worshippers in Al-Quds, in Bayt al-Maqdis. Imagine what kind of a dedication. She dedicates, she says, Oh Allah, I want to become a pregnant. She wants to have a baby. And that baby, she says, I want to dedicate that which is in my womb in the service of the worshippers in the Bayt al-Maqdis. She had an intention. She wanted, again, to cause a change. She wanted a change. And she thought, this woman, that change can only happen, you know, through men. So she became pregnant. An old woman became pregnant. Again, sisters and brothers, so we can never despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, a person like Zakariya, his wife, she was barren. His wife was barren. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with Yahya. So this woman was old. This woman was old. She became pregnant. رَبِّ إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا in Surah Al-Imran. Oh Allah, I dedicate that which is in my womb in the service of the worshippers. فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا And then when she gave birth. Imagine now she's pregnant and then she's giving birth, this woman. And then she gave birth to a girl. رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمُ Oh Allah, I gave birth to a female. Huh? I gave birth to a female. Well, it is you make dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla. You wanted to have a, you know, you wanted to have a child. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered your call. You got pregnant and then you're giving birth. Here's a child. You wanted a son? Here's a child. She says, Oh Allah, I gave birth to a female. Doesn't Allah know? Of course Allah knows. How come she's saying, Oh Allah, I gave birth to a female. وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى And male are not like female. Male are not like female. But Allah knows. And Allah gave her the girl for a purpose. You wanted to have a boy. She thought that maybe change can only happen by means of boys. Sisters, I hope you're listening. This woman, she thought that change can only happen by virtue of boys, of male. Allah Azza wa Jalla wanted to prove her wrong. La, change can happen also by women. Change can happen also by female. So Allah Azza wa Jalla blessed her with a girl. And from that girl, another man will come. So that girl, another man will come, inshaAllah ta'ala. And that man is Isa. So for a great man, you need a great woman. For a great man to come. For the great man to come, Isa, you need a great woman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed her with a woman. Who's this woman? Mary. Mary. Maryam. وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمْ This is amazing. This woman, she thought that change can only happen with men. She gave birth. When people give birth, when women give birth, they're happy. Yeah, I've got a baby, they're happy. This woman, subhanAllah, she gave birth and then she was kind of like disappointed. She was kind of disappointed. She was kind of sad. Ya Rabbi, I gave birth to a female. I wanted a male because I wanted change. I wanted this. I dedicated for this male to serve the Muslim, to serve the worshippers. You know, so how can I have a female? I have female, Ya Rabbi. You wanted female, you wanted a boy. No, and I'm going to give you a female. I'm going to give you a female to prove to you that change can not only happen with men, can also happen with women. And then with this woman, as she will grow up, she will be, you know, serving the worshippers in Bayt al-Maqdis. Then people will come fighting who is going to adopt her. Because she needs a father. She needs a father. Mary, she needs a father. Father wasn't there. So what's going to happen? How is she related, this woman, to Zakaria or to Yahya? How are they related to one another? Because Zakaria eventually is the one who's going to adopt Maryam, Mary. Why is he adopting her? And how is he going to adopt her anyways? It's been said that whenever Zakaria enters Bayt al-Maqdis, Mary is, Maryam, she's praying. And then when she's praying, you know, he wants to bring her food. And then he finds, you know, that she's already having food. She used to have, you know, in the summertime, she would have, you know, provisions like food of the winter. And winter time, she would have food that only grows in the summer. Huh? Yes. When Zakaria would bring her food, she would already have food there. And if it's summertime, she will have food that only grows during the winter. And if it's winter time, she will have food that grows during the summer. How come? What happened? How would Zakaria adopt her? What would Mary be doing in that house of worship? What would Mary be doing in Bayt al-Maqdis? How would she be serving? How old was she? How old was she? Mary. And then her mom, Al-Imran. What happened to the father? And then Zakaria, and then Isa will come. How would Isa come? What would Mary do? What would Ben Israel do? Ben Israel, what would they do when they know about Mary, and when they know about, you know, Zakaria, and when they know about, you know, about Yahya, when they know about Isa alayhi salam? So, brothers and sisters, I wanted to save this. I wanted to save the very final episode of the Stars of the Prophets for next week, inshallah ta'ala, so we can talk about the wife of Imran. We want to talk about Mary, and we want to talk about, you know, Isa alayhi salam, all in one shot, inshallah ta'ala. This woman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, made one chapter in the Quran under her name, the name of Al-Imran, a woman who changed history. A woman who changed history. All the Christians are under the book of record of one woman, you know, that woman of Al-Imran. In the Torah or in the Injil, they said her name is Hannah. But in, you know, we call her Al-Imran, the family of Imran. This man Imran and his family, what was so special about them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had one, you know, name, one chapter in the Quran under the name of Al-Imran? They were special. They must have been special. What was so special about them to deserve one verse, one chapter in the Quran, one surah in the Quran to be under their name? Not only that, sisters and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors them. How he favors them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna Allah astafa, Allah azza wa jalla has favored Adam wa Nuh wa ala Imran wa ala Ibrahim wa ala Imran ala nisa ala al-alamin. Allah has favored, you know, Ibrahim, Adam wa Nuh, and the family of Ibrahim and the family of Imran. The family of Ibrahim and the family of Imran. Allah has favored those. Why Allah Azza wa Jalla has favored them? What special was about them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors them, subhanahu? This woman was special. This woman was favored. Why? We will talk about that as well, inshaAllah ta'ala, next week, bi'idhnillah. Jazakum Allah khair, brothers and sisters. May Allah bless you. Thank you for joining. We'll see you, inshaAllah, next Friday. And then I will complete, next week, we will complete the stories of the prophets. That's it. The stories of the prophets will be completed next week, inshaAllah ta'ala. Bi'idhnillah, finishing with Isa alayhi salam, but before Isa, with Maryam alayhi salam, and then Isa alayhi salam, and their story with Bani Israel, and what was going to happen to them, and Isa talking to Bani Israel, and preaching, and would Isa be killed, or would he be crucified, or is he going to be raised into the heavens? What would happen to Isa alayhi salam? Did he actually die? We believe that Isa didn't die and that he's gonna come back. When is he gonna come back? Is it one of the signs of the hereafter? Yes, it's one of the signs of the hereafter. We will talk about all that, inshaAllah ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad described Isa. He described him as if you see him. He described his hair. Prophet Muhammad described his hair. He described the cloth that he will be wearing, alayhi salam. We will talk about that next week, inshallah. Thank you so much for joining. Barakallahu feekum, brothers and sisters. We'll see you next week, inshallah ta'ala. Riyad Warzazi saying, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum, sisters and brothers. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for joining. Thank you, Karima. Thank you, Reem. Thank you, Mu'nisa. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you, Yasmin. Thank you, Nawal. Thank you, Morkani. Thank you, Nora. Al-Hantali. Thank you, Hafiz. Thank you all. Jazakum Allah khair. May Allah bless you. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you, Shazia. Thank you. Thank you. Ma'as-salam. Assalamu alaikum.